Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the first time in my life, I was unable to speak this morning for about 20 minutes. I don't know how to describe the feeling. Words can't describe it, but I sat there at the computer from about 7 a.m. until about 10 a.m. when I hurried in and got dressed and drove into the office, thinking about everything I've learned and everything I've seen, and watching a video that I saw up at Infowars.com, and also this morning, it was the top story on Drudge Report, big headline, Secretary of Defense, authority to launch war comes from international bodies, not Congress. Now, I knew that they were doing this, and I knew this was the plan. And I knew that Obama last year said, I don't need Congress's approval to launch this war in Libya. I get it from the UN, which is as bad as it gets on so many fronts. To launch a war without congressional approval is treason. It is despotism. It is the purest textbook form of tyrant. But there's something above tyrant in the escalation of absolute evil. And that is complete and total espionage and the usurpation of our country. Obama is simply not becoming a Julius Caesar in 49 BC, crossing the Rubicon and declaring the Senate vestigial and ceremonial. That's what happened here at one level, without a bang, not even with a whimper. Caesar did it for what he believed the greater power of Rome, and it did lead to the eventual destruction of the empire before it swole. This is openly being done by foreign powers, a foreign global corporate power known as the New World Order, the private megabanks. So the president is not just as bad as a Julius Caesar, a tyrant. Tyrannus. Terrible tyrant. King tyrant. Rex Tyrannus. King tyrant. It is beyond this. He is now Obama and his cohorts and the Pentagon brass are 100% convicted publicly by their own actions of absolute sedition and warfare against the Republic of the United States, and they should all be arrested. Senator Sessions, when the brass and the Secretary of Defense repeatedly said, no, we follow foreign orders, he should have immediately had the Sergeant of Arms arrest them all on the spot. And the senator's like, I'm breathless. I'm having trouble breathing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that is what this is. I mean, this is like out of Star Wars, Emperor Palpatine saying, I am the Senate. I mean, it's beyond crossing the Rubicon. It is just flabbergasting. And, of course, I'm the extremist for saying that. This is as clear as as clear as it gets. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the international communist movement is not dead, as we've been told by the mass media? They just feigned weakness back in 1989, sent Gorbachev to America to continue his communist activities through infiltration in the United States of America. We'd like to help you understand all of these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by. These events are all happening right before our eyes. You need to know Bible prophecy and how it's going to affect you and yours.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is going to be an incredibly important live Friday radio show. It is 11 a.m. in 8 minutes. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Unfortunately, our deep analysis of the last 17 years of the global corporate fascist New World Order structure has been absolutely accurate, except in one facet. It's one thing to forecast and see their own battle plans, much of which are public. It is another thing entirely to actually see it unfolding. It has so many more nightmarish facets. It is so much more aggressive and fast-growing and openly attacking everything that is good and wholesome, because that can always be a center of resistance to evil. So it's going after everything wholesome, everything good, everything natural, overturning the existing order of creation with genetic engineering, chemical, biological weapons, endless war, bondage, death, slavery, propaganda constantly that the tyrant global corporate government is loving and good and wants to help everybody. It literally dumbs down populations, manipulates good people into serving evil, attacks the family, the nation state, the family farm, everything. It is unmitigated, pure pit of hell evil. Because you see, in history, corrupt forces compete with each other for the power, for the ring of Sauron. And only the most cunning, only the most given over to absolute pure ruthlessness and beyond ruthlessness, an enjoyment of pain, suffering, humiliation, death, poverty, humiliation, trampling humanity, being trampled upon, pressing on the nerve of power, the priest of power, the priest of abomination, desolation, and the great hell that they're conjuring. Governments killed 262 mil, not counting military casualties, in the 20th century, and they are preparing to engage in megadeth upon megadeth. Megadeth to the power of infinity, because they will kill and kill and kill and only allow small amounts of life to continue so it can be killed. I don't know, if killing a million is a megadeth, what is killing a billion? In fact, maybe search that. If a megadeth is over a million, what is a billion? Because the globalists all openly say, from Bill Gates to Ted Turner to the UN, they want world government to carry out an orderly extermination. But then Bill Gates is funding Kony 2012, this fake grassroots movement about invading Africa to save some children from some warlord who might have 500 soldiers under him. And has, if he has committed crimes, it's a micron of the president of Uganda and others who've been involved in the decades of genocide that's gone on. And now they've got George Clooney and everyone. Yes, invade, war, Afrikaans in place in Uganda, in Kenya, in other areas, in now the area they've bombed out and leveled of Libya. The genocide's now starting there. And it'll be millions and millions killed. And then they'll say, oh, the UN didn't know this was happening. And all the trendies will still feel good about themselves. I've run into these trendy liberals. They're not liberals. These are scientific exterminists who know exactly what they're doing with their camp followers. And they'll look at you and lick their lips and their eyes will gleam. They're like, you're not going to stop us. I've run into them many times. I've said, I know your foundation, Ron. This isn't about peace. And they're like, you won't stop us. And then another little trendy comes over and they act all friendly. Oh, hi, I'm liberal. Oh, and start talking to each other like that. But behind the scenes, they're just like, ah, ah, ah. I mean, that's who Bill Gates and all of them are. George Clooney, all of it. It's just like, ah, ah, ah. But it's all in the service like, hi, ah, oh, I'm non-threatening. You understand that? And they mean business. Now, I can't read George Clooney's heart and these other people, but I know either they're complete useful idiot morons or they are consciously part of this. And I've run into many of these globalists and their minions where they are conscious of it. You didn't think a hardcore tyrant and their coterie and squadrons and armies and gaggles of servant minions actually are going to run around wearing black uniforms and skull caps like the Nazis did you? No, they're going to walk around with limp wrist, acting foppishly. But that's all their cover, because behind them is stealth bombers, tanks, special forces, biochemical weapons. Gigadeth. Gigadeth is what it's called. So a billion or more. So they want gigadeth times six. They want 6 billion dead, at least conservatively. Six gigadeth. And, of course, they're telling their upper-level minions, oh, there'll be a billion left, or maybe 250 million. We're not sure. You know, they debate those numbers in different prospectus plans. But if you really read their deeper plans that we've covered here, it's like, no, we may allow a few thousand to live, and then they'll be served by the robotic systems and get on their little space planes. And, oh, I think I'll go to the ruins of Tokyo today, or they'll go to their off-world bases. I'm not saying any of this is actually going to happen. This is what the elite all talk about 24/7. While they have private transport jets landing behind them, full of servants and chefs and people with all the organic certified food grown on their farms. On record, I've shown you all those articles, because they wouldn't eat what they feed us for any amount of money, because they're running chemical biological warfare ops on us. You understand? And that's why all of you that think you're going to win serving evil, all of you out there that get off on serving the evil, go ahead. Go ahead. Because you will be judged by your own masters. They are going to tear you limb from limb. You're going to wish you were torn limb from limb like some horror movie as you die under their chemical and biological warfare slow deaths. The globalists love slow death. They love killing you slow with their treatments once you go into them. And all the blind masses serving them. You want hell? You got it. So go ahead. Don't choose good. Call me a lying kook. Call the truth a lie right in its face. But don't say you weren't warned, because there's a universal spiritual metaphysical rule that you must be given the choice. You must be told the truth. You must be told the way out so you can then deny it before God turns you over to what you love. I have a lot of anger because I love the beauty of this planet. I love my family. I love my life. And I am angry that I'm right and that all of this is just going to continue to rot. And that we're going to look back on today, as I said a year ago, you're going to look back on the present time and everything before it as the good old times. Even if you thought times were bad, you have seen nothing. If they're able to abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution incrementally, they would then start doing it in big ways. And now the FBI director went before Congress and said, I don't know if the president can kill Americans without trial or arrest here, because the president claims that power. He just wouldn't say it. And they're like, but you're not allowed to do that. You know, the president wanted these powers, but says he won't use them. Congress treasonously gave the president the dictatorial power he demanded. And now Congress is angry that he sent his emissaries, his henchmen in there, the generals, the joint chiefs, the chairman, and the traitorous, treacherous foreign banker asset, Panetta, to tell them repeatedly, over and over again, no, senators, we do not get authority from war from you. And the senators are like, are you saying the president can act alone? That's not in the Constitution. That's illegal. And they go, no. He acts under the UN and NATO. And the senators start saying, I'm losing my breath. I'm having, you can tell they're actually having adrenaline rushes. They're like, you're saying we're, and they're like, you're nothing. You're nothing. Read PDD 51, just the synopsis that was declassified. They won't release the full text. But the synopsis, three pages, says Congress can be completely suspended, the president for any emergency, including an undeclared one or a secret emergency or economic emergency, suspends everything and is absolute ruler. And that president and that office serves the United Nations and the globalists. Let me show you something here that we can put this on screen. This is Time Magazine last November. What does it say right here? Regime change in Europe. Do Greece and Italy amount to a banker's coup? And then it goes on to say, well, yeah, the bankers are now appointing the prime ministers and presidents, and the countries have signed on to the banker's debt. They don't tell you that part. And then now The Economist, the Financial Times, every day without looking, I see mainstream articles saying, yes, finance oligarchs will rule the world. And yes, it's a private corporate world government. And yes, liberty's being abolished. But that's a good thing. I remember the Financial Times of London 3 years ago. It's an Obama deception. Their foreign editor said, and now for world government. And he said, yeah, it's authoritarian. We kept it secret. And we're going to launch it now. But it's good that we're going to take all your freedoms. That's what the FBI director, that's what the attorney general said last week in Congress. He said, well, yeah, we can kill citizens overseas or domestically. They said, but there's no due process. There's no, you just kill people? And he goes, well, yeah, we make a determination because we decide. We, the executive. And see, now the executive has been told you can kill anybody, bomb anybody, launch wars anywhere by Congress. And so they come into Congress and they say, okay, you're vestigial. You're ceremonial. You understand? And they wouldn't be doing... implode this country and this culture. So there's the headline in red at Infowars.com. Get it out to everybody. Coup d'etat. Pentagon and Obama declare Congress ceremonial. U.S. now under full banker occupation.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
We are back live, and I am very upset, I am very sad that we have been accurate and that we have been right about our prognosis for this republic and the world. Hundreds of establishment publications are now promoting the idea that secret arrest is good, that foreign private banks running our countries and even our towns and cities as they go bankrupt, it's openly being announced, is good. That we will be conscripted into corporate work brigades on top of our taxes once things fully collapse. Now, that's being prepared through the Governor's Council and is in executive orders that you just type in executive orders for forced labor and they'll all pop up for you, whitehouse.gov. There's a whole bunch of different concurrent resolutions on that. And the police are going to show up, just like in Russia or China, and say, come help build roads, ditches, on top of your other jobs, on top of everything. And, of course, if you're homeless, they'll just send you to a FEMA camp, but you'll have to work there. And the government admitted in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that you will work at the civilian inmate labor camp, even if you are not convicted of a crime, because you got to pay for your keep. And that's the new America. And all the control freaks, all the nobodies, all the people that couldn't get a job, all the folks that want to be bullies, they're going to work for Homeland Security and rape our wives and beat us up and kill us and forcibly inoculate us. This is what happens in every country, and they're planning it here, and they're training them for it. Hell is being prepared for this country. And just incrementally, they're just going to get everybody ready for it. Or we could wake up and say no to this. And the good news is, I've told everybody that when they come to this point of open martial law, open tyranny, open secret arrest, open disappearances of people with bags over their heads, that if the Congress and if the states say no and call the occupied federal governments run by foreign banks publicly, call their bluff. I mean, let the TSA and the feds put F-16s in the air and say no air traffic to Texas. Go ahead and let that unfold. You know, you heard military officers call in yesterday, and this is in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 07, so I don't need to hear it from them, but it was good to hear the inside. I didn't just believe the callers. I already knew it. But he said, yeah, when Perry made the comment about Texas secession, which was just for political rhetoric gain with constituents that are awake to the 10th Amendment, they put the National Guard in all the states around Texas on alert, prepared them and got their armored vehicles and tanks ready to invade the state of Texas. That's what's going on here. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act says insurrection, civil unrest, insurrection in the states and by legislatures and governors. And then it says real dryly in there, if there's a problem, I read it on here many times, you can go look it up, with governors. Replacing governors. You know, that happened twice here in Texas during Reconstruction. Texas ran two appointed northern governors out of the Capitol in gun battles at the Texas Capitol. So, see, the globalists have done this in a lot of other countries. They've done this here, and they know. They know. So the Pentagon NORTHCOM is aimed at the states publicly. It's all there. So it's time for people to understand that in the old days, the central government would just roll in and say, we're the central government. In the modern times, the central government's run by foreign assets, foreign corporations. It will stage terror attacks to make the federal government, FedGov, which is just the receivership arm of the bankers, look like the victim. Just like Oklahoma City, just like 9/11, all of it. 9/11 was a pretext to fully enslave this country and turn it into an engine of global domination. And the globalists want to overthrow every existing form. They state they want a post-industrial world. They want all the shops out of business, the movie theaters, golf courses. When they're done, you're going to have the economy of this country shut down by more than 70%. That's Maurice Strong and the UN's public plan. The elite are all going to move to other countries. America is meant to be absolutely crushed and destroyed and sucked dry. And when they're done, they're going to fire 90%+ of the police, the goon forces, all of them. You're going to be living in slums as well when they're done. And you're going to love it, though. It doesn't matter. The fun you're going to have killing this country is going to be worth it. I know your heart. I do understand it. And I know there are a lot of police and military who are not totally given over to evil, but I'm telling you right now, going along with this is the same. You might as well not be lukewarm. You might as well, if you're not going to speak out and do things to stop this, then you might as well just go put a black uniform on, get on your knees, ask Satan into your life, and totally serve evil. Because you might as well just go the whole way. You understand that? You were hot nor cold. You were lukewarm. I spit you out of my mouth. You lukewarm people are the worst. Evil, I don't like it, but I understand it. It's the enemy. But those of you that roll over to this, you make me want to throw up. Key news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
PrisonPlanet.tv, where we stream video of the radio show and have the nightly news and more. And InfoWars.com and Auxiliary Cruisers, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. The feds have announced in Wired Magazine and other places they will take any.com or other variant website controlled by them through a certain registrar system. In fact, guys, you re-pull me that Wired Magazine article. I meant to get to it yesterday. Thank you. No judge, no jury, no nothing. They'll just take any website they want, including if it's critical of the government. YouTube admits they're ordered to take down videos that are, quote, critical of the government. Homeland Security is on record threatening a mainstream TV news show in Florida, saying do not interview the engineer who's criticizing the TSA. This is your warning. Just absolute, total criminal government. TSA wouldn't call up TV stations and say, don't cover this if you know what's good for you. We strongly advise you not to. They wouldn't have the state police trying to get me off 590 a.m. here in town. calling everybody up there, making bizarre statements, if they hadn't been given the green light. It's time to show the American people the scum they are. It's time to grope their women and children. It's time to harass old women dying of cancer. It's time to set up military checkpoints. It's time to give tens of trillions to foreign banks. It's time to put up face-scanning cameras and license plate readers everywhere. It's time to launch wars without congressional approval illegally and tell Congress to go fly a kite. It's time to ship guns into Mexico and blame the Second Amendment and have the government caught shipping cocaine into every major state in federal court and not getting in trouble. It's time to have DynCorp and Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings and not getting in trouble. It's time to kill a million Iraqis. It's time to tell the public torture is good. It's time to have every tough guy on cop shows torturing people and violating the Constitution. It's time to not just abort babies in the womb, but up to age 3. And I see it all over the news now. They're criticizing people that aren't for killing babies up to age 3. And if you're a new listener, you're like, what are you talking about? Oh, you haven't read AP, Reuters, all of it? Like, what's wrong with killing babies up to age 3? They're not really conscious. The bioethicists say that means eugenics. You see, and you're like, no, it's crazy to kill babies up to age 3. And they're like, no, you're the crazy person. And the average trendy goes, okay, kill babies. I'm trendy. And you're like, well, this all sounds crazy. Yeah, the Aztecs cutting people's hearts out every day to make the sun come up they thought was crazy. Hitler killing all those people was crazy. 90%+ of the time, governments are run by total lunatics that love to murder people. You know why? Because good people don't stand up to them. Humans have a pre-designed system to give in to authority. So authorities wear crowns, big uniforms, badges, and we bend over and lick their boots. And government publicly says it's setting up a global government to kill everybody. For the New World Order, global government is just the beginning. Once it's in place, everything that they have been beta testing will come to fruition. Here it is, Wired Magazine. Uncle Sam, if it ends in a com, it's seizable. Even in foreign countries. When U.S. authorities, not servants, shuttered sports wearing site, wagering site, Bodog, last week, it raised eyebrows across the net because the domain name was registered in Canadian company. Ostensibly putting it beyond the reach of U.S. government. Working around that, the feds went directly to VeriSign, a U.S.-based internet backbone. Who do you think set up the web, the Pentagon? They gave it to VeriSign. And it goes on, contracted to manage the coveted.com. Yeah, they say under that it's under the Commerce Clause, just because it says com. That was always the plan. And other generic top-level domains. Easy DNS Internet Infrastructure Company protests and the ramifications of this are no less than chilling. Every single organization branded or operating under com.net.org, biz, etc. And the feds go on to say, we will take any website anytime we want, period. Okay? I mean, folks, there are cases every week now where they go grab giant internet service provider companies. In some cases, one case it had over 1 million websites, thousands and thousands of customers. One gambling site that just let people go find legal gambling sites. It was like an index, like a yellow page. It shut it down. They had the Fed seized a whole internet service provider company because there was one site with a message board and somebody linked to a song you could download. And they took tens of thousands of domains. It was hotels, domains, racetracks, restaurants, dentist, and the feds just said, it's all ours. And you're like, well, that's crazy. Well, why would they want to discredit themselves? No, they're teaching you they're going to do what they want. They've got picked federal juries, 98% conviction rates. They're shipping narcotics in, and they can't say no now to the feds that want to kidnap kids and make money off of it. See, once they're all corrupt, it sinks to the bottom because then nobody can say no to anybody else. And so the most horrible stuff you can imagine is now the norm. It all starts with prohibition and cops and the FBI being paid off by gangsters to let liquor be sold illegally. And once they got a taste of that money and being high rollers, it was over. Once J. Edgar Hoover on record could go to the racetrack every time and always win on the ponies as his little payoff. That's a big way politicians have been paid off for more than 100 years. You go to the racetrack and you win every time. Hillary Clinton puts a couple $1,000 in on cattle futures, makes, you know, hundreds of times what she invested. She didn't really win the cattle futures. She just was given it. And Congress gets caught insider trading. They just say, well, we say it's legal. Of course, it's not legal. Okay, I've been ranting here. I am so wound up. I've got Chuck Baldwin coming up, and I want to get him on, but I feel like I should open the phones up for the military again. We've got our weekly visit with Bob Chapman coming up, but I did hours and hours of research and preparation this morning at home, and I get in here ready to put on a huge presentation of information and just start ranting at you, desperately trying to get people to wake up. Let me just restart right here, okay? 2 days ago, as you know, we've linked to the video and the audio. I played it on the nightly news last night. Of Secretary of Defense Panetta, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chairman, telling the Senate committee that we don't come to you to launch wars now. We go to the UN. So not only is the president, they're saying, a dictator. That's the essence of it. In mainline history, mainline jurisprudence, this is what's taught 101 in law school, okay? This is 101. This is the royal flush of tyranny. But they went one further. Not only are they saying the president's a dictator, which is total treason, high crime, and legislation has been introduced to begin impeachment, saying it's a high crime and quoting the Constitution. High crime, folks. That's punishable by... Well, go read the statute. The New World Order will not be outdone by Caesar or by Hitler. No, sir. No, sir. They've got to go further. They say, we don't say the presidency has this power. We get it from the UN and NATO. And I've played the clip over and over again. You can go watch it. It's in the article, coup d'etat, Pentagon, and Obama declare Congress ceremonial. They pretty much abolished Congress. You know, Caesar kept the Senate around. Kind of as like a think tank. You know, he'd hear what they had to say, but he had the final word. I mean, history repeats itself. This didn't just happen in Rome. It's happened over and over and over and over again. So I thought I would explain to everybody exactly what's happening here. The exact same development is happening in Europe. They get the countries to sign on to the bureaucracy of the EU. Then the bureaucracy gets the traitorous people that they financed into politics in every country in the EU, France, Germany, all of them, to sign over national sovereignty and treaties to the new private banking arm. You know it as the G20. Then the G20 has their operatives, all former Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan, Bank of England on record, and Bundesbank. Sign on to 1.5 quadrillion. We've been signed on as well. Just made up, like I put 1.5 quadrillion in a computer. I have the politicians sign on to the debt. I have the corporate whore media I own as a globalist banker, as a Rothschild Rockefeller type. Say that it's our debt and that we owe it. The public's not paying attention. Then I raise taxes, cut benefits to put the economy into free fall. So that when things go into total depression, I can come in with the tens of trillions I've just gotten in bailout and buy everything up. But I never use the money to shore up the derivatives. I keep growing those and telling folks too big to fail. So you go down with the ship, I go down with the ship, but the banksters come out dominating. And here's Time Magazine. Regime change in Europe. Do Greece and Italy amount to a banker's coup? And they go on to say it is a banker's coup, but it's a good thing. The bankers know how to fix it because they did it. Here's another one. Banker coup, Goldman Sachs takes over Europe. Other mainstream articles. You can go read all of this, okay? Banker coup, Time Magazine. Now, the exact same banks that run Amarillo Lockheed and all the rest of these globalists, all the rest of these New World Order trash, they are now going before Congress and saying, you have no authority, you run nothing, you are nothing. And the Congress is getting angry. But you see, the CIA that represents the foreign banks, the foreign corporate takeover, occupation, this is a literal banker occupation. On record, they call it that themselves at Davos and everywhere. I mean, they think it's very funny. This is very funny of them. I have a Reuters article that I didn't make a big enough deal about yesterday where they say, we're modeling this after the NDAA of America. We will now secretly arrest whoever we want and disappear them and kill them. And our own State Department's not criticizing it because now the communist Chinese are getting aid and comfort from their globalist partners that run our country. Because the bankers have invested and set tax laws to move everything to China that they've made a deal with. China is now rolling back reforms and saying, yeah, we'll secretly arrest. In the past, they didn't put it on paper. They just did it. You think your pension's safe? You think your children are safe? You think your culture's safe? When the government's run by people that openly say they'll kill citizens secretly or kidnap you and put a bag over your head so they can now go into black op groups and private corporations and mercenaries and tell them, go kill Andrew Breitbart, go kill Alex Jones, go kill Matt Drudge, go kill whoever, go kill the D.C. madam. You understand, they wouldn't be openly pushing torture like they did 10 years ago. They weren't going to try to deploy it and sell it, and they did. They're not pushing secretly killing citizens because they just want to come out and do that. They're doing that because it's already going on. It's already going on. It's been going on a long time. But they don't want to be blackmailed with it. They want it legal. Even though you can't legalize crime, those laws are null and void, and them passing these laws is the total conviction proof, in their own words, of their criminality and treason and the fact that they're a danger. But we're all in grave danger. All of us are in grave danger. If you're not getting chills, ladies and gentlemen, if you aren't absolutely burning with a desire to get fully informed on this and inform others and resist it, and if you're not preparing to resist this by every means necessary in the info war, and to defend yourself by every means, including physical, which is your ancient right, then you're not living in reality. Or if you're scared, then you better join this and serve evil, which you'll be destroyed, guaranteed, by them. Or you can run, but you can't hide. This is a world government. You have been warned. You have been told. You have been put on record. I am here in the face, going head up directly against the most evil system the world has ever seen, because it's uncloaking itself now. And my power and my prestige is going to rise as everything I've talked about unfolds and as I directly challenge them. And you're like, oh, great, an egomaniac. No, the opposite. No, it's the opposite. As I do my duty and rise up against this, that is when I enter the maximum danger. Those of you out there on average who fight this tyranny, you are in much greater danger not speaking out against it, because it'll come into fruition and target everyone. It targets everyone. People say, well, what do I have to hide? I don't care if they're setting up tyranny. I'm just going to go along with it. They want to feed on you. They want to bully you. They want to cut your wages. They want to take everything you've got. They want to euthanize you when you're old. Bill Gates has said it. Don't you understand that? Don't you get that? History is happening right now. Do you hear it? You hear it? In the silence, you hear the clash of arms across the world. You hear the young, the children being persecuted, the million dead Iraqis, the 40-plus thousand dead Libyans, the Al-Qaeda forces slaughtering them in mass as we speak. And it's all admitted, but it's humanitarian and liberal, so it's good. The 51 million aborted babies. Now they say kill living babies. Now they say kill grandma on the cover of Newsweek. They openly, Mancow sent me a mainstream news articles where universities are now promoting the legalization of pedophilia and having group meetings pushing it. I mean, it's just, and then you understand we're the ones that are going to be persecuted because we're not turned over to evil. Do you get that? When wickedness takes over, it doesn't just go after the good. It goes after everything, because that's its nature. I'm calling all of those who want to stand for liberty and justice. I'm calling for everyone out there who loves freedom to really think about which side you're going to be on, because that's what's important. Make a decision what side you're on, and then put it into action. But the decision is the most important point. And you know what your heart and your soul wants. You want to make the decision to fight evil. But your flesh is afraid. Go through that fear and find your humanity. Step across on faith and say, God, I don't know what's going to happen to me. And I'm not worried about that. Whatever your will is, just use me as an instrument against this darkness to defend the innocent. Now, I have some really good news when we come back from break. The legislation in the Senate and the House is picking up steam very quickly to begin impeachment proceedings against President Obama if he does not immediately seek congressional approval for all military actions that are unauthorized. And so now this issue is starting to come to a head, and this is good. The enemy is testing us right now to see if they can fully engage in a public coup over this republic and over Congress. And I'm going to give you the number to the Judiciary Committee to begin impeachment proceedings and the general number to promote the piece of legislation with the legislation number introduced in the House by Walter Jones of North Carolina. We're going to fight back against this wickedness straight ahead. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Continuing here with the news, legislation has been introduced for high crimes and misdemeanors. If the president does not respond and seek congressional authorization and approval for military actions, it's supposed to be a declaration of war. So you guys have gotten away from doing things for a long time. If The president doesn't do that. Impeachment will begin for high crimes and misdemeanors. Look, this is worse than just launching wars without congressional approval. It is treason. You got to go to Congress or the president just becomes a dictator. The president wants to use the military domestically. The president wants to secretly arrest Americans. And the Congress treasonously voted to give him that illegitimate power in the NDAA. What do you expect? And then I expand out from there. I have the House Judiciary Committee number, the direct number that you can call them and contact them at and tell them, listen, I understand you're criminals. I understand you're insider trading. I understand you're involved in all sorts of crimes. But you can't let total martial law come into America. Don't you see, crooks? They're even stealing your power. So go in there and block this UN takeover of America. And we want impeachment for the Libya war. Obama already sent you a letter saying, I don't need your authorization. I have the UN. We want impeachment for Libya now. And we want it. We want investigations, and we want Panetta and all of them called back down, and they need to be impeached on the spot and then criminally charged for treason and espionage for foreign corporate powers if they do not recant immediately and admit their un-American activities. Again, we're always thinking of some boogeyman. We're always thinking of some foreign enemy. We're always taught to be scared of some, you know, new person the media tells us about. The threat is this global corporate takeover of our republic. That is the threat. Here is the Judiciary Committee number in Washington, 202-225-3951. 202-225-3951, 202-225-3951, 202-225-3951. Lamar Smith is over it. Acts like a conservative, total pro-war globalist operative. Call and let him know that. Sheriff Mack's running against him, so tell him we're going to be getting behind Mack if he doesn't at least make some noises and get Obama on the carpet for this. Call Lamar Globalist Smith. 202-225-4236, 202-225-4236. And let's make this the biggest news issue and biggest news item out there. Make it the big issue on talk radio. Make it the big issue. Force it out there to have a national debate about this. They want to just waddle in there without a bang but with a whimper and do this. I mean, look at these headlines. FBI director fails to refute state-sponsored murder of American citizens on U.S. soil. We got video of that. Continuing, KONY, Kony 2012, African Invasion PSYOP, key report on that. Now they got a new boogeyman they're comparing to Hitler, and we got to invade Africa because some guy's got 500 followers out in the bushes. Fifth Amendment dead in America. Big report on that. TSA threatens mainstream media reporters over coverage of body scanner story. Steve Watson, huge news. Had one of the reporters on last night. Coup d'etat, Pentagon and Obama declare Congress ceremonial. That's the key article, linked in red on Infowars.com, that we've got to get out to everybody. And there's some good news. Virginia State Senate passes bill forbidding indefinite detention of Americans. Folks, they're saying they're going to throw a bag over your head and disappear you. That's illegal. That's the essence of tyranny. That's the government admitting it's illegitimate and an incredible danger to everyone. This is a no-brainer. This is 1 + 1 = 2. There is no debating. There is no discussion. There is no argument. America is being taken over. Defend the Republic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.